Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Welcome to the Stadium Club, a WGN Radio deep dive into the homes and future homes of Chicago sports teams.
We are the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We own 326 acres, so that still, you know, is an opportunity.
Before they can break ground, they need Springfield lawmakers to pass a stadium bill.
It's not a high priority for the taxpayers.
We are all working at the same speed of trying to get there. To do any project in Arlington Heights, there's a long process.
2025 is important not only from a football standpoint, from a stadium standpoint, from an operation standpoint.
Now, here's your host, WGN's Ryan Burrow.
As the Chicago Bears 2025 season gets underway, WGN-TV's Patrick Elwood looks at where things stand with the Bears' Arlington Heights stadium talks. Those conversations are probably going to have to go south before any movement is made, about 200 miles south.
Arlington Heights, the old racetrack, is now long gone. And if the Bears have their way, they'll begin building a dome stadium that'll be the envy of football fans across the NFL and the pride and joy of area residents, too. At Rep's Place in neighboring Rolling Meadows, they are pumped up about their team.
If they can get anything and protect Caleb, he's got lots of weapons.
And the prospect of those new stadium digs. Jason Toulos lives in downtown Arlington Heights.
I'm totally excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great thing for the local economy and the area in general.
After advocating for a redevelopment of the museum campus and Soldier Field in the spring of April 2024, with a high-profile public pitch, with Mayor Brandon Johnson even backing what the team was asking for, that taxpayers pick up around $2.4 billion of the total $4.75 billion development. But essentially, that plan was dead on arrival soon after, with state legislators and the governor declaring they would not go along with public money being spent to subsidize one of the NFL's most profitable franchises.
We are still extremely focused on Arlington Heights, on building our stadium there.
So the Bears pivoted back to the northwest suburb, announcing in early August Arlington Heights would be best overall. The team recently releasing these renderings from architecture firm Hart Howerton on what that new stadium would look like, as well as the development of nearby mixed-use campus of restaurants, retail, and other amenities. So, what's next?
They have decided on broadly the costs associated with it.
Sports marketing consultant Mark Gannis explains moving forward hinges on the infrastructure around the stadium and the state giving a property tax break.
Most importantly, that the Bears will pay for the entirety of the stadium without looking for public sector assistance to pay for the stadium. What is unknown at this stage is how will the infrastructure associated with the stadium be paid for, and what kind of property tax caps, maximums there might be associated with the stadium itself.
That matter is going to be voted on in the upcoming legislative session in Springfield in October. Bears Chairman George McCaskey recently saying any further delays would be costly.
This project can be transformative. The concern is that delay means greater expense. And it also means that we're missing out on another round of assignment of major events.
Major events such as concerts, an NCAA basketball tournament perhaps, and a potential Super Bowl, all of which the Bears would, as stadium owners, tap into a major source of big-time revenue, not to mention concessions and parking. But Arlington Heights Chamber of Commerce Executive Director John Ridler is quick to add that a rising tide lifts all boats. The chamber also advocates for small businesses in Rolling Meadows and Palatine.
They're going to have a great opportunity to support local businesses instead of just large chain restaurants or chain tourism areas. We're looking at those mom-and-pop shops, the people that live here, work here all the time. These are the businesses that are really looking forward to the opportunity to partner and collaborate with the Bears when they come to town.
The Bears estimate a new stadium build would create 48,000 jobs and generate $9.4 billion in overall economic impact.
There's nowhere to go but up, and we are headed in the right direction.
Back at Rep's Place, owner Mike Reppy is chomping at the bit for the old racetrack to usher in a new prosperous day. He envisions serving the people building the stadium, hiring more staff, and those game day specials.
For the next 5 or 6 years, you've got your construction and workers in and out every day. But then when it comes to game time, I see a little bit of everything. The whole area will be more energized. So you'll have more people coming out just to watch the game, whether it's here or somewhere else locally. But then you have people pre-gaming that don't want to do the tailgate, that'll pre-game at a place that's just off-site. And, you know, we can drive there in 4 minutes from here.
You can run a shuttle.
We will be running a shuttle.
That said, the property tax relief bill in the upcoming October veto legislative session needs a super majority to pass. That's two-thirds. If that doesn't come to pass, then it's on to the next regular session in January, where a simple majority of 50% plus one would be required. Patrick Elwood, WGN News.
Follow WGN's Stadium Club at WGNRadio.com, Spotify, Apple, and any place you find podcasts.